it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Huggy.
And D-Ray Davis.
What's happening, Huggy?
Known in the comedy clubs as Mr. Adder Show. Y'all didn't know that. You guys
God
realize if
right
y'all
now
were in a group, Sybil, Tom, and D-Ray, y'all name would be STD?
Oh, my God.
God. Y'all songs will be burning up the charts. Speaking of charts, let's count down this week's chart toppers. Contender number one, J. Anthony Brown, the Black Bernie Sanders of comedy, who worked on his 87th birthday so he can be off on Good Friday. Straight out of Seattle, is somewhere right now relaxing, laid back in a rocking chair in front of Cracker Barrel. Pampering himself. Independence, of course. Contender number two is Duke. The Blue Devils lost to Oregon last night.
What?
Oregon had Duke coach like Shucky Ducky, quack, quack. Contender number three, Washington running back Alfred Morse, who signed with our enemy, the Dallas Cowboys. Come on, Alfred. I know Jerry Jones got that Bruce Wayne money, but damn, you don't get a fan back like that. Simply, he's gone from Ben's Chili Bowls to Papa Doe. I hope Dez and the boys treat him to a good time in Texas, no Romo. Contender number four, the Black Trump supporter who got locked up at the Trump rally for assaulting a white protester. Yep, his ass got a Republican wake-up call. Who knew? Trump had the supporter back until he found out the supporter back was black and the protester was white. Contender number four, Ben Carson. Yep, Blinky Spice was on The View.
Blinky Spice.
Defending why he's endorsing Donald Trump. Sybil, for the first time ever, I dislike somebody on The View more than Raven Simone. I didn't even think it was possible. Ben Carson. Ben Carson makes you Matt Barnes mad. Matt Barnes mad. I'm starting to think Ben Carson is a robot, Sybil.
Yep.
This cannot be your legacy, brother. The neurosurgeon who adjusts Trump cannot be on your tombstone. Charles R. Drew and Daniel Hill Williams is turning in their graves, Sybil. Hell, Dr. Dre is turning in his studio. Contender number five, Sarah Palin. Now, Sarah Palin about to be a TV judge, you know, like Judge Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she has more shots than Steph Curry, y'all. They keep giving her shots. Sarah liked those papers. Meanwhile, her husband was in a ski mobile accident. He got steel bolts and rods and screws all in him, and he can't even get none. She done took on another job. Poor Todd. I wouldn't be surprised if Todd's side chick wasn't a moose, Sybil. Contender number six, Ted Cruz, who sounded like he was reading a teleprompter when he told Trump, leave my wife Heidi the hell, leave my wife Heidi the hell alone. CEO of Indian Wells, Raymond Moore, you are the Bama of the week, for telling the women tennis players they need to get on their knees and thank the male tennis players for holding the sports down. They made everybody hate Raymond ass step down before you could say Benedict Cumberbatch. Dayton Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow, me and Chris Paul.